Shvias Perik Hey Mishnah Base 5-2. We now talk about storing a luf in the ground on Shvias. A luf, not clear exactly what it is. It's something like an onion. In modern Hebrew, luf means a leek. This probably is not a leek. This probably is actually something called an arum. But if you want to imagine a leek, it'll work just fine. Now, the issue is that the way these things worked is after the luf became fully grown, it would be harvested, detached from the ground, but then stored within the ground to stay fresh and keep it long, give it long life, so it shouldn't dry out above the earth. The problem is, if a person is digging a hole in the ground to store his luf, it appears as if he's planting the luf, and that would be a problem with Shvias. So we have an issue here simply of Maris Ayin, not looking like you're planting on the Shemitah year when all you're doing is storing your luf. And therefore, the Mishnah is going to lay out the conditions under which one may dig into the ground to put luf for storage. We'll have two shitas on what's required in terms of hekerim, you know, differentiation from the normal behavior, to make sure it's clear to everyone that you're simply storing luf and not planting. The Mishnah says, Hatomin es haluf b'shvias. If a person wants to store his luf in the ground in the Shemitah year, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir Shita is lo yifchos mesasayim. First of all, you can't store in the ground less than a single load of sa'asayim, two sa'ah worth of luf. Again, a sa'ah for our purposes is, you can imagine, as a six-pack of 2-liter bottles, 12 liters. So sa'asayim is twice that amount, two sa'ah. So we're talking something like 24 liters, two six-packs of 2-liter bottles. Argova shlosha tfachim. Second of all, when you put them in the ground, all those two sa'ah worth of luf, you have to pile them up in a pile, three tefach high, like meaning luf on top of luf on top of luf, so it stacks three tefachim high, call that, say, 11 inches, stacked of luf. Again, that is not the way to store luf. And third of all, the tefach afar al gabav, when you cover them with the soil, you have to cover them with a tefach worth of soil. For whatever reason, the normal way to store luf was not with a tefach of soil. I'm not familiar with exactly what was normal. The Chacham Shita is no. They have different conditions. They'll give four conditions. The first condition is leyivchas ma'arba kabin. A person shouldn't put less than four kav. So again, our sa'ah is a six-pack of 2-liter bottles. Each 2-liter bottle is approximately a kav. So if you imagine two six-packs, that makes for 12 kavin, 12 bottles, 12 kav. And the rabbis, the chachamim, say you don't need to store 12 at a time, 12 kavin, 4 is sufficient, so it's a third as much. Second of all, argova tefach, while Rabbi Meir had said you have to stack them 3 tefachim, let's call it whatever, I said 11, 12 inches stacked high, here 1 tefach is sufficient, you know, 1 hand's breadth, we'll call it 3, 4 inches high. But tefach afra gabav, they agree that you have to put a tefach of soil on top of the luf. And finally, a fourth consideration, the place where you store them, v'tomno b'makom drisas adam, you have to store them in a place where people are walking, and that would then inhibit the luf from sprouting again. So you plant them in a place where people, there's traffic, foot traffic, to keep them from growing. And the halacha is, like the chachamim, that you have to do all four of these conditions if you're going to store luf in the ground on Shemitah.